I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This is Scott Talks, and I'm with Olivia Allen. It's so weird. I went to a service today of somebody who passed away, and I've been so emotional all day. It's so weird. But with that said, it is lovely to have you in the studio with us. You've been a friend of ours personally for a long time in our community. You just had an amazing conversation with Laura, and I found out so many things about you that I didn't know. And I've heard bits and pieces over the years. And the story that you mainly told, well, I heard two stories really, about your recovery and your father's death, who was killed by a police officer. And what year was that, by the way?
95.
It was 1995. You were 15 mm-hmm. at the time. And we're all facing the news today. We're being inundated by police officers and violence. And it was really interesting for me to hear you tell the story as a white woman whose white father was also killed by police. You go to court. And in the interview, you actually say you felt you were treated in, I'm going to air quote it, mm-hmm. a privileged way because of your color, that you might have possibly won because of the orientation of your family. I just think that's so brave to own that subtle privilege, you know. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I heard that I thought was really interesting, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about it, because every time we talk about your family, I mean, literally you could write a book about stories. You walked into the house today and I was like, holy cow, that happened. The last time we saw you, your car was stolen. Mm-hmm. And today you show up and you're like, we know who did it. We know mm-hmm. the person who did it. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. So mm-hmm. one of the things I heard you say that I think is really cool, and I think about this a lot, is called, it was breaking the legacy of addiction mm-hmm. in your family.
Yeah.
Now, are you the first person in your family to actually get sober?
My mom's sober.
Was she sober before you did? Or
she's 1 year ahead of me.
Wow. So you guys kind of did yeah. it together.
Yeah. You know, she tried many times.
Yeah. You said in the interview that you were 15. It would be another 15 years before you actually got sober. When yeah. you were 15 when your father was killed.
And then I got sober at 30.
And then you guys were at 30. You went back to high school, which is just amazing.
Thank you.
And then got a degree. You are now a podcast host. You have a master's in spiritual psychology. And you're sober.
Yeah.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about that journey and the breaking that cycle, you and your mom kind of breaking that cycle in your family and how that's played out.
Well, first, I want to say I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to skip over that.
It's weird. It was more of a loss for our community. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I got to know him better being at the
service.
Thing. But for some reason, I just walk away with that. I carry that emotion with me. It's like...
It's heavy.
It is.
Yeah.
So thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep. Well, I will say this, not to jip my mom for being sober.
Right.
But I don't think she quite broke the lineage.
Okay.
Because I knew her as an alcoholic mom. So for me, breaking the lineage is my kids will never have
to see.
They've never seen me take a drink.
Right.
And so they're going to be growing up in a completely sober home, God willing, right?
Right.
I mean, God willing,
at least
me willing.
They understand it enough now to understand that it actually is something that exists in your family.
Yeah. Sobriety. I mean, they're young, but they understand that we don't drink alcohol. And my little one will be like, but because you're sober. And I'm like, that's right, bud.
That's pretty cool.
You know?
I didn't grow up that way.
You didn't grow up which way?
I didn't know anybody who was sober. Sober meant you hadn't had a drink today.
Right, you know? Right. At the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Within the moment.
Yeah. No, it's, and I think that this generation that our kids are growing up in, they're going to be exposed to a lot more families that are sober and a lot more families that are honest in all sorts of ways.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, how was your bike ride?
I've got one word for you, honey. Pollen.
Oh my goodness, it's so true. My black car is covered in yellow pollen right now.
It is.
Right? But did you know that the average American spends 90% of their time indoors?
That's funny because you spend 90% of your time indoors. Did you know that according to the EPA, indoor air could be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, 100 times more polluted?
That's gross. So it's even more polluted in here than that yellow air we're breathing out there?
Yeah, it's actually more than gross. The World Health Organization says that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths across the world every year.
Man.
That's crazy.
Right? I really can't mess around with polluted air. which is why our Air Doctor is on right now.
Yeah, you love it now, but when I saw it on CNN, ABC, and Money, and I wanted to try it right away, what did you say?
Hey, in my defense, I grew up with air filtration systems, and they were just all right. So I had a right to be skeptical, but then you told me that the Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so your lungs don't have to. And I was sold.
And the Air Doctor 3000 purifier is powerful enough to circulate the air in a 630-plus square foot room 4 times per hour.
And guess what?
What?
We're usually turning off everything that makes noise when we record, right? Like the dryer, the air conditioner, the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
But the Air Doctor is whisper quiet, and it's on right now.
Yeah, so Air Doctor comes with a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund.
Minus shipping, of course.
Right. So head over to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code ONEROOM. And depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code ONEROOM. It's a little bit of my theory that, like, once you, they say alcoholism is a family disease and recovery is a family solution. Like, so once somebody in your family begins to recover, there's an example for everyone else where they go, well, my uncle or my aunt or, you know.
Right.
Which I always take a lot of pride in because, like I said, there was nobody in my family that I could see had had success getting sober, didn't have a life that they appreciated. If they did get sober, they probably went to church. Which was fine, but it didn't seem right for me at the time. You know, your kids are already, however old they are, saying, but it's because you're sober, Mom.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you say it's a family solution, because in my experience, my mom and I are the only ones in our immediate family that are sober. And the kind of attitude I have towards it is always like, I always keep the door open for miracles.
Yeah.
I will always hold the door open for miracles. But one thing my first sponsor said to me, and I remember my mind being blown out of my head. I called her because I was struggling with family members and their using. And she said, we walk over the sick and we walk over the dead in this program. Mm. And I was like, dude.
Hardcore, huh?
Whoa. Like, wow. That's intense. And it shook me. And I was like, I don't want to do that. And she's like, I know you don't want to, baby, but that's what we do.
Right.
And I realized in that moment that what she was asking for from me was strength of heart. That no matter where they were at in their journey, could I keep walking?
Mm.
And I was just like, whoa, this is like some holy warfare shit.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
and it kind of has been.
Right.
In a positive way in my life. And, you know, that's all I have any control over.
Well, I kind of back to the tragedy that you faced as a young person and a young adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the story that you talked to Laura about finding, coping with that story in the school of spiritual medicine, it wouldn't have come had you not taken this step probably to get sober,
a chance in the world.
To leave that solution of getting loaded behind you
yeah.
and take a step forward into facing
I wouldn't things. Have anything.
Right.
I wouldn't have a single thing. My life is completely a direct result of the moment I decided to get sober. I mean, on every level.
Yeah.
And there's not a day that goes by that I don't know that. Because I look at my beautiful life and I'm like, holy shit.
Right.
This was all because of that choice.
Yeah.
I was headed nowhere. And the truth of the matter is, the minute I remember people telling me, like, if you quit drinking and you put this first, everything in your life will fall into place. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, how is that going to get me a guy?
Yeah, I couldn't make sense of that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how is that going to get me a guy, get me a job? And I did what they said, and it all is true. Like, the things that I've accomplished and have come to is a direct result of that choice.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And then I think about you and your mom, let's say, move forward. And even though the rest of your family is still, they're still trying. They still have hope because they see you moving forward, right? And, you know, I think about it's a generational gift, right? Like, if I've never seen anybody in the history of my family ever be successful and be happy and not drinking, why would I even consider the possibility that it would work for me? Yeah. And now I've given that to my family because I was the first one through the wall with that. And it wasn't pretty, you know, getting there. And I, like you too, started, like I shocked the family with my behavior at a young age. I grew up fast and I didn't know how to explain that to people. And they didn't know what to do with me.
Right.
You know, but I do love the idea that now that if there is ever an issue later down the road, that they get to look back and say, well, I know that there's a solution. I saw someone in my family.
Totally.
Have that solution. And I think of your family because, I mean, I literally want to see the short story book of your family, of the stories you could tell.
I just wrote an outline today.
Oh, did you really?
I did. I'm working with a dear friend that's one of us, and she's helping me write it out because there's just so much.
Right.
There's so much.
Yeah.
But the biggest impact, too, has been on friends.
Mm-hmm.
The people that see the changes you make and go, oh, what is going on?
Right.
And so many of my friends now today are sober.
Right. They call you kind of like.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
I get those too. It's really weird. After about a decade of being here, these people that I used to roll with, that honestly for a while, long time, I was really jealous because they kept on going and it didn't look so bad.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe they were keeping it from me and I was kind of like, I don't think I ever said, did I make a mistake? But I kind of thought, God, you know, poor, like Laura always says, I felt a little sentenced to this journey.
For sure.
Right.
For sure.
And then, you know, a few years later, they all come, you know, like, guess what? Or, you know, quite a few of them passed away and died and they weren't called alcoholic deaths, but I know that alcohol was involved in it. And it's just been really wonderful to have you come in and remind us a little bit of where we came from, because I remember the first, you know, beginnings of our time together.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very, I kind of miss those days sometimes.
They so were, special.
They were very simple.
Oh my God. That beginning of that journey was a really special time.
Yeah. I remember somebody saying like, enjoy this because you're going to, it's never going to be like this again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very simple. Just one goal in mind every day for month after month.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's still a beautiful life, but it's full of responsibilities and deadlines.
It gets bigger.
It does.
It gets a lot bigger.
Yeah. You guys, please tune in to the show yesterday. It's a fantastic story. And Livia, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And another fantastic episode in the can.
I love our show.
I do too. And speaking of our show, we want to thank all of our Patreons for making it possible. And we'd like to welcome the new ones as well.
Welcome. And hun, explain how it is that our Patreons support our show and how folks can join our Patreon.
Sure. So we are an independent podcast, which means that there is no corporation behind us, which also means we have the freedom to bring you the stories that you want to hear.
Yes, which also means that we depend on you to keep producing these stories.
Right. And we really appreciate you. So basically to join, you just go to our website.
There's a link in our show notes of this episode to make it easy.
Then you follow the simple instructions. Also, there is a level for everybody. And after you join, you get access to all of our exclusive bonus content and special opportunities like monthly storytelling, which is a video series. We also do Zoom hangs. Please come hang with us. Monthly memberships start at $5 per month, not per day, that's per month. And the Zoom hangs are my favorite part. So which of our patrons are we shouting out today?
So today we're shouting out two of our favorites.
Right on.
Kelly Nishimoto of Cute Booty Lounge.
Right, Cute Booty.
Cute Booty was a concept that was born in Kelly's garage in 2004. She was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves and particularly the what, hun?
The booty.
The booty. Mm-hmm. But they were still polished enough to wear out and about. Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women for women right here in the USA, actually right here in Los Angeles.
Right.
The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. You just go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And what do people always say to me when I wear my leggings, hun?
Cute booty.
That's right.
Uh-huh. We also want to thank Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen.
Yes, a fantastic friend of the show from the beginning. We love your support, and we are so appreciative of you.
Super grateful. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, come join us on the Zoom hang.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.